which is pretty much according to what they plainly say. Using wisdom and according to the Spirit. Obviously, something, you know, not everything is always... Some things are set as snares and stumbling blocks, even in the Scriptures. And it's true. Well, Paul, what do you mean? There's snares and stumbling blocks even in the Scriptures? That's what Peter said, in a way, after a fashion. In 2 Peter chapter 3, he said about the writings of Paul that there were many things in them hard to be understanding, and they which are unstable, they do rest, they twist, and they turn, and they cannot understand, to their own destruction. As unto, whereunto also they were appointed, he says, because those who are destroyed are appointed to destruction. The wise are appointed not to be able to find out God. The Jews required a sign. They want another sign. He already gave them the sign of Jonas. He already gave them the miracles. But they wanted something more now. Not everyone had seen it. And they, like the, Paul goes out and declares the resurrection, you know, to Jews who were not living in the commonwealth of Israel. Or I mean in the state of Israel, let's say, in the Roman state of Israel, or Palestine, whatever. I think the Romans called it, were the first to call it Palestine. And, and they would go out to the Greeks, and the Jews who were living among the Greeks, they had synagogues, and they preached, and the Jews ask the sign, can we see some sign that God is with you? Not all the Jews necessarily, but in general, you know, they looked after a sign. They wanted to see a miracle. They had this tradition of miracles in the Old Testament. And even Jesus, you know, and they hoped the apostles could also show more miracles. And there were things done, but they didn't always do them when asked for, you know. As Jesus said, a wicked and perverse generation asketh after a sign. You know, and no sign will be given except the sign of Jonas. In the end times, too, there is also a sign of Jonas when the two witnesses lay for 3 days and a half. After 3 days and a half, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them that saw them. But they perform many signs, too, which people do not receive. I mean, when they turn your waters to blood and smite you with plagues, they're doing miracles for you. Why, you don't like them? That's why people don't receive them as the signs of God. That must be of the devil. Watch out for what signs you get. Those who seek a sign. The Greeks seek after wisdom. They want some sort of wisdom. Because in the preaching of the cross, there's no wisdom. It does not make sense. According to the wisdom of man, that like, okay, he died. He's the Son of God. Okay, he dies. He bleeds. He's dead. He rises from the dead. Now, that, believing in that, and the promises attached to it, it's going to enable us to get gifts from God and live eternally. There's no wisdom there. That's just sort of like something, well, you're just making a declaration. Yeah, that's what preaching. It's the foolishness of just declaring. Let me just declare to you Christ crucified and all that that entails. Like, again, to people that say, well, I want something a little more sophisticated, you know. I want some more wisdom. That's what I want, sophisticated. And there can be sophisticated understandings of things. Lord knows I sought a lot of that. Because to me, Christianity, the way I approached Christianity for the first 13 years of my walk, even though I was a drug user, I approached it as an intellectual pursuit. You know, I was a heavy marijuana user, essentially. When I talk about drugs, I wasn't like a crackhead or anything like that. Well, I suppose I could have been. I thank God I wasn't. But I was mostly pot smoker. You know, I grew up, you know, in my schools, they called me gifted. You know, when I went to school. I didn't call myself that. I didn't just do it now. When I went to school, that's what they said. Pa's a gifted boy. We should put him in gifted classes and send him off to special gifted school that he might use his gifts to prove how gifted he is, I guess. And I was not a very good student. You know, I failed out of college. In high school, I got by doing as little as I could. So I was like a B and a C student. But that was through very little effort. You know, people who tried much harder than me didn't do as well as I did. Scored high in exams. I was a good test taker. I even had a sort of a way of taking tests, even when I don't know the material. You know, But to me, that makes my salvation all the more miraculous, because not many wise in the world. Though actually the way I use my wisdom in the world, they would call pretty foolish. I mean, I blew my education. I never used my intelligence much for business. You know, in many ways, the world would look at me as a failure. Here I am was saddled with 6 children. You know, as my wife would always say, I'm stuck with her. I was like the Huey Lewis song. I remember it. Happy to be stuck with you. And that's the way I look at it. But anyways, but you know, the world would look at me as having squandered the gifts I had. And in many ways, in their wisdom, they're right. I mean, I totally blew my college education. Never applied myself much. And I was not as much a hard science kind of guy. I was more of the philosophy, law, that kind of politics, those kind of sciences, you know, sociology, psychology. Not that I studied much of any of those things. I didn't. Like I said, I went to school for 1 year, and I spent the whole year trying to get as high as I could, as often as I could, or as drunk as I could, as often as I could, running vainly off to the bars and, you know, and so on and so forth. And I said, it says, not many wise after the flesh are called. Not people who are gifted in the flesh. There aren't a lot of them called. God calls simple people. I see why. Honestly, it's a in many ways, too much wisdom is almost a barrier to faith. Because the gospel comes by this simple preaching, this declaration of the truth. And believing it doesn't require a lot of smarts. You know? Doesn't require like all these smarts to get saved. Now, to be a teacher requires a certain gift of a ready mind, you know, to be a leader, you know, certain things have to be apt to teach, right? But again, there aren't many of those. And even so, by the Spirit of God, you don't even have to be the smartest guy to teach the Word of God. Because what you're teaching is simple. Honestly, in my teaching, sometimes I feel like I do disservices to people, probably making it too complicated. I'm wrestling between two things. Keeping it simple, and over-explaining it, and trying to cover every base, which is my instinct. I could probably sit here and debate with myself over all kinds of things for hours and hours and hours. I could just go all night. I could go all day. I would have no end.